at 3 afternoon, feeling once again his Gary Bystakes to the wireless, ladies and gentlemen, as he sits there surrounded by his favorite discs, playing your lovely little requests. And of course, if you'd like to take part in the program, do feel free to ring young Gary, sitting there with his bow tie nice and tight to his chin, on Monaghan 81444. He'd love to hear from you, wouldn't you, Gary? Yes, as he nods and waves to the crowd, playing favorites all over Ulster on a Sunday afternoon, Gary Price on KITS 101 MM.
It's not true, folks. I do not have a dicky bow. There is a reason for that. I have one of those. It's not a real dicky bow. It's one of those sticky-on ones, because I can't do up the real thing. It mystifies me. It's like putting up a deck chair. Have you ever tried to put up a deck chair in a hurry? It is the most mystifying thing in the world. Here's a track that didn't do as well as it should have done. It's from Nick Hayward, him of Haircut 100 fame. My world. Boy, time is just ticking away today. Into the final 55 minutes of the program. And the final 55 minutes that you'll ever hear of me. Just going to recap on the winners of the Ben Burr draw, which took place live here between the hours of 2 and 3. First prize and £1,000 went to Carmel O'Neill, 93 Kilmascally Road, Arbo Dungannon, and that was card number 5922. She bought the whole card, and that's why she won. Congratulations to you, Carmel O'Neill, £1,000, you have won. Second prize was £500, went to Maura Donnelly, 23 Derrymore Park, Maharafeld. That was card number 1927, line number 8. And the third prize of his and her matching bicycles went to Frank Loughran, 12 Anahew Road, Loch Awe, County Armagh. That was card number 27. 2605, and it was line number 4. And the bestseller, well, it sounds like a book, that, doesn't it? Bestseller. Well, the person who sold tickets and won, if you'll pardon the expression, is Molly McAlinden, 70 Ballinakilly Road in Dungannon. Her name was on the bottom of the ticket as the seller, and she won a prize. So excellent stuff. £100 went to Molly McAlinden. That is the prize winners. I tell you, there's going to be some happy Christmases out there this year. There really are. Bomb the Bass. Say you love me too. Featuring Maureen. Good old Maureen, who are you? As the song calls, Say a Little Prayer. Watching the television during the week, I don't know if you're familiar with a television series called Blockbusters. It's hosted by Bob Holness. Next time you're watching it, if you are a fan, watch Bob Holness as he gets towards the end of the program. I know a lot of people are annoyed when he says, pick a letter, and they go D. And he says, well, you're not going to get it now. We'll have to put it away safe. And he goes into all this boring spiel. But listen to him very carefully. I noticed this on the series during last Wednesday's program. At the very end of the program, he starts to talk louder, as if everybody on the station is going a bit deaf. And I'll be back tomorrow night. And he starts going on like this. Watch the carry-on of him. If you don't believe me, watch him on Monday night. He does get carried away, and preferably the further the better.
I wish I could learn how to read your mind. Even though we've known each other for some time, I've got something to say. I hope I never regret. Let's take off our clothes and put this love to the test. But there is a danger there's no doubt. But making love is what life is about. Be my partner, be my guest. Let's take off our clothes and put this love to the test. Clothes and have a good time. Your place or mine? If I'm jumping the gun, ignore my remark. I'm merely shooting arrows in the dark for a heart to heart. Here in the flesh, let's take off our clothes and put this love to the test. Goes down the west. We should take off our clothes and put this love to the test. Let's take off our clothes and put this love to the test.
Such deep and meaningful words, huh? That's John Astley, no relation to Rick.
Let's take off our clothes and put this love to the test.
And it's called Put This Love to the Test.
Let's take off our clothes and put this love to the test.
It's a catchy little number, isn't it? It's just gone 30 minutes past four.
Okay, stand by, studio. Ready, guys?
Right, twiddle those knobs.
Here, where's Jason?
Who?
Jason, you know, Goldilocks.
Oh, him. He's over there.
Jason, love, are you ready?
Yeah.
Count him in. 3, 2, 1. Okay, go.
One day when I stood up to sing my little song, along came these three men, told me I'd got it all wrong.
Not enough beats per minute.
Not enough echo.
More flange, dear. More flange with the voice.
Who's flange?
Dunno. Used to sing with Rick Astley, I think.
Suddenly my chance had come. Now I could be a number one. 'Cause even though I just can't sing, this record's got that special thing.
That Star, Gagan and Waterman, it's yet another song from them. Could have been for Hazeldine, but he got it first. See what they can do, nothing can surprise you.
Quite good, this song, isn't it?
Of course it is. We wrote it, didn't we?
Did we? Oh, right, of course. Fine. Anybody want a cup of tea?
Yeah, I'll have a cup of tea.
Right, where's Rick? Astley, get the kettle on. Oh, very droll, Rick, very droll. One more gag like that and you'll be looking for another producer. God, he makes you sick.
Stop crawling, Astley.
How much did the backing vocals cost? Were they expensive?
Oh, of course they were.
Oh, good. Now, that's a nice touch. I like that bit.
Can he dance?
can't.
Oh.
Jason.
Oh, thought you meant the backing vocalist. I don't know. Jason, can you dance?
Wobble your bum a bit.
Well, I mean, we don't want another one of those wobbling wonders like Rick, do we? Come on, Jason, move a bit more. Better life in it, love. Don't want you looking like Paul J.
Who?
Paul J. You know Paul J.
Everybody doesn't know Paul J.
Yes, they do. He's almost as famous as Peter Wright.
Peter who?
Peter Wright. Don't you know nothing?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
Jason, Jason, what does I hear about you and playing James Silverbrain?
Kylie, Kylie, you know it's not true. You're hearing rumors. I can see it in your face. They've tried to get you to believe that someone else could take your place. But I know that no one could possibly have teeth as big as yours.
Oh, Jason, you say the sweetest thing.
Where's Jason? Get him back. He's supposed to be singing here.
Jason, where is he?
Oh, Jason, you're so
mad. Oh, Kylie, so are you.
Look, Blondie, stop that. Come over here. Stop making those noises. Can't do that in the middle of one of our records.
Oh, look, we're going into one of those PW middle bits.
Oh, that's all right then. Who needs him anyway? Are you ready on the drums?
Oh, quite fancy that, you know.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it? All from one little box, too.
And it only costs $2.50 in Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah. Is he back yet?
Who?
Jason.
Jason who?
The moron that's supposed to be singing the song.
No, Jason, love.
Jason, stop making those noises. Carly, get your tongue out and get up here now.
Oh, God, we'll never get this finished now.
Does it really matter?
No, we'll get Bananarama.
No, we can't give it to Bananarama.
Why not?
Let's just fade it out now. The mugs will buy it anyway.
Well, this is true. They always do anyway, don't they?
Okay, bye.
This has been yet another Stock, Aiken and Watering Can production. Can you wait for the next one?
We most certainly could. The KITS Cookie Crew, it was Henry Pauls, Jilly Samogi and Mad Mal, all set together one day and put that together on tape. As you can hear, a tape. And it was a rip-off of Nothing Can Divide Us by Jason Donovan. And surprisingly, that had more requests than the original by good old Jason of the Curly Locks. And we didn't know in those days that they were going to be married in the series. But, as you can tell on that, they were so much in love. Right, enough blubbering on from me. I've just got to say, here's another story about Sir Harry Secombe. He tells how he was once approached by a fierce-looking lady from Texas whose knowledge of knighthoods was very, very shaky, but as shaky as mine. She said, "Sir Secombe," she declared, "where is your ancestral home?" "Madam," replied Sir Harry, "I keep expecting him to do that in the middle of highway." You know the Goon show and he kept making rude noises. I keep expecting him to do something like that, but he doesn't. Anyhow, he says, "Madam, I was born in a council house in Swansea." And she was a bit thrown by the response, was this Texan lady. So she displayed great interest and said, "Really? And do you still council there?" What a strange lady. Maybe she should go and join the Carringtons or the Ewings or whatever they're called over there. Here's Fleetwood Mac from Tango in the Night and A Family Man.
Walk down this road, when the road gets rough, I fall down, I get up. I am what I am.
Mac and Family Man, speaking of which, Dan Quayle, the senator off, he's been given the message this week from his wife what she wants for Christmas. He went out to his car and he saw a photograph of a string of pearls sitting on the windscreen. So being the intelligent person that he is, he went out and bought her a string of pearls. But people in the White House have said Senator Quayle's IQ is so low that they aren't surprised if he hadn't have gone out and bought her a camera. Ooh, meow, put the claws away. Final look at the weather for the Gary Price Show. This morning's rain has apparently cleared away, as you're well aware, and there will be sunny spells this afternoon, scattered showers in the afternoon with the temperatures reaching 9 degrees Celsius. If there are any sunny spells out there, I would like to see them, because it's pitch black in Monaghan Town at the present moment.
Everything
Does the cockles of me heart good to hear that one again? Leo Sayer, Dancing the Night Away. Well, we're moving ever closer to the end of the program. 20 more minutes to go. And at the top of the hour, Paul Buckle taking you through on his final program as well, through until 8 this evening. Something interesting on the telly this week on Des O'Connor, Des Tonight. Yes, I know. This is the second week in a row I've admitted watching Des O'Connor. I must be going senile in my old age. Apparently, he was interviewing Zsa Zsa Gabor. Yes, and on Des O'Connor Tonight, he said, "Vich woman vance a weak man," she said. And she was giving tips on how to hook a husband. Ladies, listen into this. This could be interesting. "If you vant a man, don't sleep with him. He won't marry you." And Des turned around and said, "Oh, so you just go to the pictures and that?" She said, "Yes, and you sleep with someone else." Typical Zsa Zsa Gabor. Here's Styx from hundreds and oodles of billions of years ago. Classic as well. It's called Babe.
Babe, I'm leaving. I must be on my way. The time is drawing near. My train is going. I see it in your eyes. The love beneath your tears. I'll be lonely without you, and I'll need your love to see me through. So please believe me, my heart is in your hand, and I'll be missing you. 'Cause you know
isn't that just That is Styx and a beautiful song called Babe. And it's going on especially for Alistair Corey, and it's going to Martina, and I can't read my own handwriting. I do apologise, Martina, but you're listening to us in Cookstown. And I'm going to play this one also for you. It's the brand new one, the follow-up to Orinoco Flow, and it's taken from her current album, Watermark. Here's Enya and Evening Falls.
And the daylight is fading from where.
Enya and her brand new single, it is called Evening Falls. And here's the brand new one in America at the present moment for the young lady with the ginger hair called Tiffany. It's called All This Time.
I can't give you all the
excellent new single from Tiffany. I think it's very appropriate for KITS. It's called After All This Time, and after 12 months of being on the radio, I can tell you this truly is a sad moment for me. But one final piece of reminiscing from myself, Gary Price. Think back to the heady days when KITS didn't exist at first. And then one day, this happened.
3, 4, 5. We can count to 10. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1,
Yes, that was, of course, the boss of KITS testing the signal way back in those heady days. I'm sure his face is bright red by now, and I promised that I would do that before I went off in 1988. Many thanks indeed to all the people that I've worked with down here. I've had a great 12 months, I can tell you. And I'm handing over to another guy who, believe it or not, is truly in a sad mood tonight. Mr. Paul Buckle. He is at the moment cleaning up his Kleenex, and for the final time, I'm also going to push this button and leave you... See, you can hear he cries in the background, sobbing away. Give him a call between now and 8 o'clock, and sniff, he'll give sniff. You a mention. Please, sniff in your own program. I'm trying to be sentimental. Go away.
Okay,
thank you, dear. Put the mistletoe down. Have a great year, and 1989, let's hope that we might just be back here, as some of the people who were saying a bit earlier on from Ben Burb, that we just might have our license in hand and be back here. Who knows? Anything can happen. From me, Gary Price, have a wonderful, peaceful Christmas, and an even better 1989. Bye-bye.
Gary Price.
And leaving you with a song that I think sums it all up. Here's Chris de Burgh, Transmission Ends.
Looking out on a windy sky, watching seabirds as they fly on a summer day, on a summer day. Now the sun is here to stay, the winter seems so far away in the summertime, in the summertime. Sitting here with my love tonight, news is breaking from the south on the radio, on the radio. Brother Lead and Sister Steel are playing out their final scene on the radio, on the radio. And when you lie beside me soft and quiet in the night, I often listen to the rhythm of your heartbeat giving life. You are so precious to me, darling. It will always be that way until the final act is over, until every man has spoken, until every battle's done, until the day transmission ends. Transmission ends. Ooh. Waiting up for a show tonight, coming in via satellite from America, from America. Whispers from some far off place are drifting into outer space from America, from America. And when I see a shooting star flashing in the night, I often wonder if some other beings also see the light. And are they picking up our signals as they spin off into space? Until the final act is over, until every man has spoken, until every summer's gone, until until every battle's done, until the day transmission ends. Transmission ends. Closing down. Transmission ends. Station Planet Earth is closing down. Transmission ends. Transmission ends.